listen up. Let me tell you a story about a village that is built with his glory. No sorrow in this place. Just lift your voice and say,
the Village Celebration. I'm Vicki Newton. Thank you for joining us. Today we are going to dedicate much of our show to a case that has puzzled investigators and certainly resulted in great heartache for a family in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. 22 years ago, Clishendra Hall disappeared. She had just turned 18 years old. She essentially disappeared without a trace. Ever since then, her family, friends, and loved ones have wondered what happened. Joining us now is Clishendra's mother, Laurel Hall. Thank you for joining us, Ms. Hall.
Thank you, Vicki, for giving me this opportunity to continue to make people aware of our story.
22 years later, what are your thoughts?
22 years for me was just like yesterday. I dropped her off at her after school job May 9th, 1994. I watched her walk in, and that was the last time I saw her. And you know, when you see people, you know, you're not thinking that's the last time that I'm going to see them. And when I watched her walk in, because I waited until she got inside before I left, so that was the last time.
I cannot even imagine living 22 years without some type of answer. At what point in this incredible amount of time did you come to the conclusion, or have you come to the conclusion, that you may never see her again?
I haven't come to that conclusion. Because I said it was just like yesterday, it's still fresh in my mind. And so for me, it's still fresh in my heart. And so until I can see something different, or you know, something is revealed to me, then she's going to forever be alive.
Mm-hmm. So what does that look like? How do you get through the day with that hope?
What has kept me going all this time, in addition to my faith in God and my strength and my belief that everything happens for a reason, and there's a plan and a purpose for this, but because I know, or I feel that one day I'm going to get that answer and I'm going to see her, she's going to walk in the door, and it will be just like, I don't know, a celebration, almost like going to heaven.
Mm-hmm. That's the hope you hold on to.
Yes.
What do the police tell you about their investigation?
They tell me that it's not closed. And, you know, if they get a lead, they follow. But, you know, in my studying of law and cases, you know, cases that they don't have a lot of clues usually go in what they call either active or not closed, or inactive until they get a clue. And I think that that's probably where our case is, because we haven't had a clue. We haven't had a witness to say that they saw anybody pick her up. Nobody saw her walking. When she left, she didn't have any ID, no money, no clothing. When I dropped her off at her after-school job, she had been taking a nap. I woke her up because her boss's wife had called. She got up off the couch and just kind of wiped the sleep out of her eye, got into the car, and I dropped her off.
She went in the place where she worked.
Went in.
Mm-hmm. Did anyone see her leave?
Nobody in the neighborhood saw her leave. And, you know, I've May 9th, 1994 was like at the beginning of summer. And, you know, for years I have driven that way at the time that her boss said she left at 8:30 to see if it's dark.
They said she left at 8:30.
He said she left at 8:30, but he didn't know who she left with. There's been a couple of stories. One, he didn't know who she left with. One, she left with a peach pop, as he says, in her hand. And he heard the garage door close and the door and her go out. But he didn't know when she left. But he assured me that she left at 8:30. But he doesn't know with whom. And none of her friends said they picked her up. None of the neighbors said they saw her walking. And I don't know of too many occasions that she might have walked. Yeah, we lived. Actually, one of the reasons that she had the job is because we lived around the corner.
And probably. You felt it was safe?
Yes. You know, during the time that my children were growing up, those children were killed in Atlanta. And so my husband and I, we were overprotective, according to my son. Mm-hmm. And even with that, something still happened.
8:30 p.m., May 9th.
Yes.
No one saw anything.
No one.
So what does that mean? Vanished without a trace?
I know the rapture is coming, but I don't think it has. I'm still here. So
that's hard to believe.
It's hard to imagine that she could have. And, you know, that was back before cell phones. We didn't even have caller ID where we lived back in that time. So it would have, if she left or when she left, it would have had to be with somebody that she knew.
Because she wouldn't have left with someone she did not know, you're saying?
No, she wouldn't have. And also, she had called home about, I'm going to say about 8:15. And my son and I picked up the extensions. I didn't say anything. And she said, anybody called? And my son said, no. She said, okay, bye, which wasn't unusual because her boss didn't like her on the phone when she was at work. And so, you know, being a teenager, that wasn't unusual for her to want to know if somebody has called.
And that was the last that anyone in the family spoke.
Right.
With Clashindra,
right.
You all called her Clea.
Clea.
There was last Clea. There was last time someone spoke with her.
Last time that one of us spoke with her.
Did anybody call? And that was it.
That was it.
What does a mother do in that event? In an event like that, what do you all say as a family to comfort and console each other? And what did you say in those early days and weeks following the disappearance?
When the night that she disappeared, or the day that she disappeared, my husband had come home about 12:45, and he had a habit of checking everybody's room to make sure that they were there. And I had fallen asleep, although I was expecting to pick her up from work. And he woke me up, and he says, Clea in her room. And I said, I don't know. So I hopped up out of my sleep thinking, you know, I'm going to go check because maybe he just didn't see her.
Exactly.
And so I didn't see her. So I went to the phone, and I got the phone book because I didn't even know the number. And I got the number to her job, and her boss answered the phone on the first ring. And I said, is Clea still there? Because it was unusual for her to be there that time of night. And so he said, no, she left. And I said, who did she leave with? He said, I don't know who she left with, but she left. And what time did she leave? And he said, I think she left at 8:30, but let me check her time sheet. And so he paused for a minute, and he said, yeah, she left at 8:30. And I said, oh, she's going to be in trouble. So, you know, like any mom, you know, I'm staying up all night because I'm thinking, okay, she's a senior in high school, 2 weeks from graduation. So maybe she, you know, is feeling her oats, you know, so she decided to stay out all night or stay out late. And so, which was never like her. So I said, okay, I'm just going to stay up and wait for her. So I stayed up all night because I'm waiting for her to come home, you know. And when she didn't come home, and my sons, I had two sons in school at that time, and when they left for school, you know, because they were like, she's not here.
The next morning.
So my middle son who was in the 10th grade at the time, went to school. He called home. He said, she's not at school, but the seniors are gone to the elementary school to because she was in band, to play. So when the band came back, he called at lunchtime, and he said she wasn't with the band today. So I called the police. And back then, they were just starting that no 24-hour wait period, but they made us wait 24 hours. So we went to the police station that evening, you know, because my son came home, and he's like, she's not here yet? And I'm like, no, she's not here. So my husband and I went to the police, and we started passing out flyers. And so some of my church members came up, and we started scavenging the neighborhood because that is not like her.
We're going to take a break and come back more on the disappearance of Clashindra Hall 22 years ago. You're listening to the Village Celebration.